Up next is Blue Man 39.
See somewhere waiting for me. My lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the stars, it's near beyond the moon. I know as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing.
And that was Blue Man 39 with Beyond the Sea from Finding Nemo. My first note was, Blue Man, you sounded almost like Bublé at times, like the tone and the he was singing with. And I also thought this was a good song choice compared to like the songs you picked for yourself in the auditions.
Mm-hmm.
I think your enunciation could have been a bit better, though. It was a bit not muffled, but like mumbly at times. And like you said, where kind of strangely at times, like, where?
Yeah, it kind of got, like, I don't know. He got, like, this kind of weird, almost accent-y thing going on. You're like, what? Like, he would say the wares.
Mm-hmm.
Like, swell so within the word.
Keep with the jazziness, I'm not
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah, by the way, we found Zelina.
We found Azelle.
Forgot to mention that,
okay.
Yeah.
And ironically, she's using her Logitech instead of a Yeti, so we are not all using Yetis tonight.
I think that she sounds better on the Logitech than she does on the Yeti. but continue.
Let's see, where was I? I think your overall vocals were a little too breathy for this upbeat kind of jazzy song, Buble, because I... not Buble. Blue Man.
Boobies.
Buble is, like, right underneath his name on my notes. And it kind of, like, didn't work so much energy-wise for me. Let's see. And I thought your higher notes needed more power and support. And because they sounded more airy, it sounded like you were, like, straining to hit them. And I'm not really sure if they were you were straining or not. But I thought, like, if you really, like, committed to them and power through the note, I think you could have, like, belted it better than how you kind of, like, reached for it in this. And I thought your improvs at the end were cute. And they were very different from, like, Clary, who did it this song last season. So that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Creative. And your snapping was also fun. But at times, they were off sync from the beat in the music. And that's about it I have. It wasn't my... It's not, like, a stellar song performance, but, like, it wasn't bad either.
It's a boring song. But it's a kind of a boring song to begin with. Like, it's hard to do this song stellar, because it's not stellar-ish song.
It's just one of those to lounge back in. Listen to just relax and listen to kind
but
of
I
song.
Thought you sounded good on Blue Man tone wise and like voice wise, so that was good.
Okay, my first note is some of the I had like volume level issues with this one, because sometimes it felt like either he wasn't singing loud enough or the music was louder than him, and I had that on certain parts. You had a nice jazzy voice for this, but like Jeffrey says, I would have liked a bit more power behind the voice and energy, and especially around 1 minute, because that's where I think the higher belting notes were, and you just got really, you weren't really there. For me, while I liked the snaps, they weren't really consistent, because I didn't hear them in the first half of the song.
They kind of like came in and out.
They kind of, like, halfway through, like, poof! Like,
yes,
oh, where'd they come from?
And I think some of them were louder than others, so I couldn't hear some of them as good. I don't know.
Right. So they weren't really consistent, both in being in the song and volume-wise, as well as tempo. And that's all I have. Ambie?
Sorry, I put the notebook down a second. The music also was a little loud at times for me. It felt like there was like a couple of points where you got, it wasn't that the music was loud, it was that you got really, really super quiet and the music totally overpowered you. So I think that you needed to boost up some of those parts where I did that. I thought this was good. You got a little jazzy with it here and there, and I liked that. But I wasn't really totally wowed. And I liked the first half better than the second half, because I thought the second half just started to drag on for a while. Like at the end, we were like, Somewhere, over and over and over again. I was like, oh my god, just fade out already, for the love of all things holy. Like, I thought that it just started to drag, and I think that's where you lost me, because, like, if you had shortened a little bit, I think you would have gotten me more into it, but yeah.
Yeah, I think I started to get that problem too, now that you mention it.
Mm. Okay, are you all done?
Yes.
I am.
Okay, so next up is Animated 93. I like all these numbers in their names.
Lots of numbers this season. It's the season of numbers.
Because it's number two!
that's funny.
The world is cruel. The world is wicked. It's I alone whom you can trust in this whole city. I am your only friend. I who keep you, teach you, feed you, dress you. I who look upon you without fear. How can I protect you, boy, unless you always stay in here, away in here? Remember what I taught you, Quasimodo. You are deformed.
I am deformed.
And you are ugly.
And I am ugly.
And these are crimes for which the world shows little pity. You do not comprehend.
You are my one defender.
Out there they revile you as a monster.
I am a monster.
Out there they will hate and scorn and jeer.
I am a monster.
Why invite the calumny and consternation? Stay in here. Be faithful,
I'm faithful.
To me. Grateful.
I'm grateful.
Do as I say. Obey. And
I'll stay
in here.
Safe behind these windows and these parapets of stone, gazing at the people down below me. All my life I watch them as I hide up here alone, hungry for the histories they show me. All my life I memorize their faces, knowing them as they will never know me. All my life I wonder how it feels to pass a day not above them, but part of them. And out there, living in the sun, give me one day out there. All I ask is one, to hold forever out there, where they all live on. Where would I give, what I dare, just to live one day out there. Out there among the millers and the weavers and their wives, through the roofs and gables I can see them. Every day they shout and scold and go about their lives, heedless of the gift it is to be them. If I was in their skin, I'd treasure every instant out there, strolling by the Seine. Taste the morning out there like ordinary men who freely walk about there. Just one day, and then I swear I'll be content with my share. Won't resent, won't despair, old and bent, I won't care. I'll have spent one day out there.
And that was Animated 93 with Out There from Hunchback of Notre Dame. My first note is Self's duet. What?
Yeah, that was, like, interesting.
Yeah, but at least they were, like, different enough.
Right, they were different enough. And that's actually to my notes, that Frodo and Quasimodo were very distinct from each other.
And I think it's, like,
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, I think this is the first time anyone's done the Frollo part leading up into the Out There section.
I was going to say that. Yeah, most people just start right with Out There.
Like,
right.
The,
yeah.
And I think that, like, benefited him, because his Frollo part was good, yeah. I think, in my opinion.
Right. Yeah, I liked both parts. Frollo, for the Frollo part, I would have liked a little bit more oomph on certain words or parts of his lines. Quasimodo was very nice at the beginning. I thought it went well. Okay, now we're going on to the solo Quasimodo. You had a lot of shaky moments, like part of them unaware. And I know the original wasn't a strong singer, but I don't think sometimes you want to focus with that. Your higher notes, like at around 9:13, were off. And even after that,
you still had trouble with some of the higher notes. And I think I heard topping or near topping around the end. And I liked your energy overall. Ambie?
Yeah, I have to agree with the thing about Frollo with how I would have liked a bit more from him. I thought that he was, like, when it was just Frollo in the beginning, it was fine. But then when it was Frollo and Quasimodo singing, like, one line and the next line, one then the other, I think that Frollo needed to be a bit more intense there.
Right.
Like, I didn't think he sounded evil enough. There was enough, the vibrato was a bit shaky for me when he went to that. And I felt that he kind of held back at the parts that were supposed to be, like, pow, powerful.
Yeah.
He actually pulled back. Like, it felt like he was going there, and backing off.
I have a
off.
Note on that, too.
Go, and backing off. I felt like in the parts when he should have been holding back, he was punching forward, and the parts when he was punching forward, he should have been holding back.
Inverted energy.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, inverted energy. And then, I don't know, just then in the second half of the Quasimodo, I think you just kind of, solo part, you kind of lost me, because then some of the long notes started getting pitchy, and the vibrato was getting shakier and shakier, and, like, you had me in the first half of the song, but you lost me in the second half of it. Jeffers?
Yeah, like, the vibrato was very fast and shaky, and I'm not sure if that's your normal vibrato, since I haven't heard you sing before, HCOE, but
it's reminiscent of Captain of Squad Zero's vibrato.
Yeah. On the plus side, though, Quasimodo had, like, a horrible shaky vibrato that, like, ugh.
Like the original, yeah.
The original.
I like it's a description that.
I love the song, but the original Quasimodo's vibrato, like, it irks me so much. But
Tom Hulsh or something like that. I can't remember his name.
I agree. I think the performance overall could have been up, though. Like, I think, I'm trying hard not to compare him to, like, Captain's one last season, but I thought the performance.
I can barely remember Captain's, so it's all
really
good.
Oh, because that was, like, one of my favorite songs of the season. Like, I guess my favorite of his. And, like, I don't know, like, I didn't think the performance was all the way there. And I think it might have been because you were trying not to peek, I guess. Because you said you had some problems with peeking, and maybe you were holding back because you didn't want to peek. But you should, like, lower your input volume in your control panel to do that instead, because, like, I don't know, I didn't like how the power notes and power emotion wasn't quite there, so I don't know, I thought it was decent, but I think it could have been better, like, if you powered that at times, so yeah. I'm done. I'm, like, rambling.
Alright. Then coming up next is Heartless Masquerade.
Ooh.
I love that screen name.
Yes.
It's like Kingdom Hearts meets Phantom of the Opera. Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Take care of myself. I mustn't let them down now. I mustn't let them see me cry. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm too tired to listen. I'm too old to believe all these childish stories. There is no such thing as faith and trust, pixie dust. I try, but it's so hard to believe. I try, but I can't see what you see. I try, I try. My whole world is changing. I don't know where to turn. I can't leave you waiting, but I can stay and watch this city burn. Watch it burn. I try, but it's so hard to believe. I try, but I can't see what you see. I'll try, I'll try, I'll try.
Heartless Masquerade. I'd be like, Heartless Masquerade! Whenever I say her name. I love her name. This was very, very nice. I like this. Now that I know this song, Blackjack requested I sing this in the song request thread on VH. And since then, I actually know it now, because I know JC sang this last, Genesis
yes.
sang this last season, and I didn't know it, and now I do. So now I can appreciate this song for being a very awesome song. I really liked how this flowed, personally. I thought that it was very, like, sweet. And I liked how you kind of captured the mood of the character while still singing it very properly and nicely, and just, yeah, and I was like kind of grooving to this. I was kind of getting in the chorus. I was getting into it. But my one thing is, boo, it didn't have the bridge in the final verse. The bridge is my favorite part of this song. I try and try to understand.
Oh,
I
yeah, that's a yeah,
I love
awesome.
That part of this song. Oh, that's like the awesome part of the song. But even without it, I still thought this was very good, Heartless. Jeffers?
She was grooving down and getting all into it. Ooh la la, Amy
oh,
Lee.
Yeah.
All right, Heartless Masquerade.
Stop it!
I'm only alliterating what you're suggesting. I'm sorry. I thought this
wasn't grooving like that. Ugh.
Goobin Goobin Disco Fever, Heartless Masquerade. I thought it was a good song choice, and it was nice hearing you do something a lot more subdued and emotional compared to your power, like, what was it, Streets of Gold. Yeah, Streets of Gold.
Yeah.
It was nice hearing you do, like, show versatility, and that was nice. My only, like, comment was, besides, like, it was pretty and it was a great song choice and I thought you did it well, was low notes. Nice control, because that's, like, way down there, and I've heard people struggle with those notes, and yeah, I thought you handled them pretty well. Good job. I thought this was pretty good. Or not pretty good. I thought this was good. Sorry.
Oh, my turn. Well, the first thing I caught on was the buzz of your microphone. Like, I don't, did y'all hear it? Like, it just turned on?
Yeah, it sounded like there was a buzz behind it, and she, like, faded into her vocals. Because when the music first started, it wasn't there,
but then it kind of gradually
came into it, and then it started in the vocals. And this is, sorry to trample on your critique, on your part of the critique right now, but this is something, this is a problem I had with my old microphone. It had that hiss like that. It's actually better to start the song right off with the hiss than to fade into it, because then people's ears automatically get used to the fact that there's a hiss behind the track, and it kind of sounds more like there's a hiss in the backtrack than there's a hiss in your music, in your vocals. That's just something that, like, to potentially help you. So, like, if I didn't start singing, I actually recorded just a hiss and mixed it in before my singing to compensate for that. So it just didn't sound like, oh, there's a hiss all of a sudden under her vocals. It was just, there's a hiss the entire time.
Oh, clever trick.
Yeah. And it adjusts the ear much quickly, because the ear automatically just thinks, oh, that's just how it sounds when it first starts. If it sounds clean and then the hiss comes in, it's much more noticeable that there's a hiss, and you're much more aware of it after that. So my old microphone sucked. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm done hijacking your part of the critique now. Go ahead.
She dropped it, but she
came
back in.
That was my technical note of the day.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah.
Good job, Zoe. Like,
she dropped during...
And you came right back in, and no one noticed at all.
Right.
Oh, sorry.
Well, thanks. Well, no. I assume you said what I was going to say, that you just leave it at the beginning of the song. Okay, well, aside from buzz from the mic, I think one of the words was trust. It could have been pronounced a little better. Pretty vocals. I think it went with your song choice very well. I like the emotion you had in it. And yeah, this was a nice contrast to Streets of Gold. And I have, what is it? Oh, low notes. Good job on those low notes, because I'm like, oh, she did fine. Okay, good, yay.
Me too, I had the same reaction.
And that's pretty much my notes.
Okay, Heartless Masquerade. Let's see, up next is Chester. What was her other name she was going to go by?
Yes. I thought that I had a brain fart moment. I thought that you hadn't gone yet, Jeffers. I was like, wait, Jeffers didn't go, but you did. Chester
slash
is
Susanna.
Next. Oh, Susanna, now don't you cry for me.
Now don't you cry for me.
Say what?
I'm from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. Hey!
This is HCOE, not Lone Star. Jeez, come on, people.
Sorry. This would be the point where if it was brought up in Lone Star about HCOE, that Dylan would bash our show. But I'm not going to do that because I'm a bigger person than Dylan Collins. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So I just bashed Dylan Collins rather than bash Lone Star.
I like it. All right.
That's classy.
You guys ready to listen to Chester?
Yes.
Yeah, and I am very classy. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.